This is the first of the stories I'm recording for the Voice Team Mystery Box 2024 Day 1 Snuggle Up Challenge. And I'm including my Bring Your Own Bonus Challenge to myself to record more cold read definition 2s. So, AO3 happens to be down right now, but I was already planning to dig into my old Shiritori fix. So I've unburied one from 2019 that I wrote, according to the timestamps, on March 29th. And this one, just skimming my notes here, was inspired by, or kind of in the world of, the Billie Eilish song, All the Good Girls Go to Hell. I'm pretty sure this was before the music video came out, but it doesn't really matter. It's just not really related. It kind of has to do with the song lyrics. I actually remembered this a couple of weeks ago and had it pulled up already. I'm not sure why I thought of it, but it came to mind. The other thing I should note is that specifically for the snuggle up part of the challenge, I'm in bed in my pajamas with 3 hot water bottles, and I was a bit tentative about recording again after sad pet thing, but my sibling's dog is staying here just for the afternoon, and so they are warmly snuggled up by my legs as well, so that's a particular treat, and it makes me happy. So, this is, and I realized that I have the title in the cut, so I don't actually know what the title is. Let me find it. Maybe it doesn't even have a title. My notes are that it's God and Lucifer, rated PG, and it's about 187 words. So I will have to invent a title after the fact. And for my own reference, I will note that this is in the Right to My Heart dreamwidth.org community, and the post number is 34, 86, 35, 6. This time he meant it. God pulls another segment off the orange, pops it in her mouth. Peter. She shakes her head, the light catching the gold on her eyelids. So what do you want then? Lucifer says, leaning against the rocky rubble. He'll be back after his vacation. She pulls a pomegranate from her pocket, cracks it in half. God watches the trickle of juice that rolls down the skin of her wrist. Come on, Luce, God says, at least for old time's sake. All the orange segments are gone, and the thick peel disappears in a blink. Sophia, Lucifer says, blinking slowly. We haven't been like that since before the garden. Her dark hair curls like smoke around her ears, a finger reaching up to push a tendril out of her face. God peers into the horizon, hand shading her eyes. I've made mistakes, she says. I need your help to shake things up. The smile on Lucifer's face starts small, but grows into a grin. Old Peter won't know what hit him, she says. God laughs. The sound ringing like bells across the dunes. The end. And reading that, I should note that I think it came up because of some other book reference using she for God. Like, that's why I remembered that this story existed. And I feel like I had a mood board for it at some point, but I have no idea where that is. or anything like that. Yep. And I paused, stumbled over there for a moment because I had a typo. God had a hand sharing her eyes instead of shading. So should be shading, which is what I read in correction. Well, that's it for this story.